Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. No, man.
But I'm a loyalist, and when a man comes to me, tears in his eyes, and he's fighting somebody that's at 42, and he's got almost $30 million in the bank, he's at almost nothing, he's got no cash, and I say, I can't give you an endorsement, there's no way you can win, you're dead. But he fought a little bit, like 150, he was certainly no Jim Jordan, that I can tell you. I said, you can't win, can you? How do you can win? Sir, if you endorse me, I'll win. Please. Please, sir, endorse me.
This is the Trevor Carey Show.
Did you burn out to the air?
On the Valley's Power Talk.
Would you come my way?
But I did rallies for Ron that were massive rallies, and they were very successful. So we got him the nomination. We then got him the election. He said, I don't think I can make it, because the other guy was really popular, believe it or not. He was going to be the next president of the United States. But that didn't work out too well. They caught him in a crack den. But remember one thing. Florida has been tremendously successful for many years, long before this guy became governor. Florida was tremendously successful under Rick Scott. Whether you like him or not, Charlie Crist, it was very successful. He was a Republican at the time. But Florida's been successful for decades. In fact, probably as or more successful than it is now.
Boring. That's what the crowd sounded like. I watched Trump speak from Waco, his first presidential campaign rally of the new political season, and the office of they stated that it was his first one of the season, but I thought he'd been holding rallies all over America. I know he has, but I guess this was the first kickoff here, and I had to talk for 30 seconds before I decided, yes, I like the new mic. Thank you. Thank you, everybody involved, Agent Squires, Kevin the engineer, went out on Friday. It's like playing with a new glove at shortstop. You don't know until that first ball is actually hit. But what I watched Trump do in Waco, it wasn't fun. Tell me a Trump rally of the past that was not fun. They were all fun, right? People laughing. He's laughing. There's something missing on this. And he's ripping on DeSantis. And the crowd was eerily silent out there. And last week, it looked like we just escaped going off the cliff of a banana republic. We were so close to that edge last week, right? Looks like the Democrats' dream of seeing Trump in handcuffs might be slipping away.
Republicans and Bragg continue to be at war with each other. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan sent another letter Saturday demanding Bragg testify and provide documents and testimony over the possible indictment. Now, Jordan reiterated that he believes Congress has the jurisdiction to investigate what he believes is an investigation started by Bragg because Trump decided to run for president again.
All right. We don't know. I said, I'm going to follow the truth. Wherever the truth, whatever candidate the truth comes closest to, that is exactly who I'm voting for. And as it stands right now, there's Trump, Nikki Haley. Who else has come out and said they're going to run? We don't even know if DeSantis is. Yeah, he is. We know he is. But I'm going to follow the truth. That's what we got to do on this. And now every time that I see Trump speaking, and I'll get some hate mail after the show, and that's okay. Every time I see him speaking now, I have this feeling of, you hurt me, man. Why did you turn on me? Why did you turn on pro-life Republicans? I did not like that side of his personality at all. No one's talked about it. Nobody talks about it except MSN.com, and I'll talk about it next segment. But you had Trump up there trashing DeSantis. On Social Security and Medicare and how he begged me for an endorsement with tears in his eyes. Men, we know if another man cries in front of us, it's not, first of all, it's not, quote, I guess, normal in American society. There's nothing wrong with it, a man sharing with another man, but if a man gets emotional around another man, that man doesn't run off and go, hey, guys, stop the dart game. Set the pool cue sticks down for a minute. Hang on. Give me a beer. I got a story for you. He came in. He had tears in his eyes. That's not cool to do. Not at all.
But when a man, you know, you get him elected, and there's no quid pro quo. Get rid of that word. Remember those words? Quid pro quo with the perfect call I made with the Ukrainian president.
All right. Old.
Stop it. Stop it now.
But when you're getting a guy so he gets the nomination because of you, he wins the election because of you, 2 years later, the fake news is up there saying, will you run against the president? Will you run? And he says, I have no comment. I say, that's not supposed to happen. I have no comment. No. So I'm not a big fan, but I love, that's right, he's a disciple of Paul Ryan. He is actually a disciple. That's why he wanted to cut Social Security and Medicare.
If he's that bad of a guy, why did he just get reelected in a landslide 4 months ago, right? I think the whole attitude of I can stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose voters, I think he needs to realize that DeSantis isn't the one to attack. Trump should have followed the action. He should have gotten out there. He should have gone after Joe Biden, and he did a little bit. And his mocking, that's the thing, his mocking at rallies has always been a big hit, right? But when he's up there mocking DeSantis with tears in his eyes, the lack of reaction in the crowd was way louder to me than all the laughter of the previous rallies, like when he would go after Hillary Clinton, right? It was a whole lot louder, that silence. And he's attacking, and that's his nature. You're not going to change that, right? You're not going to change Trump attacking people. But he has to understand the core battle in the Republican Party is already going right now. And we actually, in the United States, Republican and Democrat, I'll go back to Governor Jesse Ventura, man. He nailed it a couple decades ago, I guess it is now, Republicans and Democrats. The Democrats and the Rebloodlicans. He said they're the Crips in the blood. They're when they are fighting out in front, but when they get backstage, it's like the World Wrestling Federation. They're all friends, right? Because they battle who controls the corporations. The DNC, the RNC, they're corporations. And we're going to see this corporate battle. It's gonna blow up. And we talked about this, it was probably a month or so ago, about Trump's national economic policy. And that's the main thing. That's the main thing, because everything after, either you're a president or a candidate with ideas, your national economic policy, everything else flows right out of that. It impacts the energy department. Well, we know that with Biden. Trade regulation. Even foreign policy. And you know who broke that rule? Trump broke that rule. He went so far as to campaign on America First. That was his national economic policy. America First. That's what I want to keep hearing. I don't want to hear Ron DeSanctimonious Meatball came to me with tears in his eyes. And come on, man, get back to what got you where you are, your national economic policy. And there are not many walking down the street today that you could pull over an interview and they would be able to articulate how that national economic policy impacts them. But we all feel it, man. We feel it through the gas prices, through our paychecks going down as prices are going up, all the expenses in everyday life. We feel all of that. And the energy policy of any president of the United States determines our investment here at home. And he's fighting, so's Newsom here in California, fighting the oil companies, fighting our domestic supply. And it is the president that determines the price of gas through their energy policy. Hey, if that weren't the case, gasoline would cost the same in every country, wouldn't it? Trump was the first presidential candidate who campaigned on a domestic national economic policy. And he was really the first modern president to put that out there. He said economic security is national security. Say that again. Economic security is national security. And I think we're realizing that now. And we've heard talk of NATO with Ukraine and Russia. But you remember how Trump challenged NATO? He challenged them. And wages increased. Jobs increased. Energy prices went down. They dropped. Let me remind you of the Trump years. And this is what he needs to be pounding. This is the side of Trump that I do like. We were importing goods at lower prices. And the things that we made in America were also being made with lower prices. And wages are going up. What's that mean? You got more income to go around. More disposable income during the Trump administration. And make America great again. That was part of his national economic policy. And the Democrats, when they come after all this, it's not about race. It's not about systemic racism. It's none of this. It all boils down to a national economic policy. And they know they can't come out and challenge Trump on that. So that's why they got to hit him on every other angle that they possibly can. And you know what? Make America great again. That couldn't be bought. They couldn't go out and purchase that. And when you understand and go, well, why didn't George W., why didn't his dad, why didn't any of these other Republican presidents do what Trump did, make America great again? We all wanted it, right? We were craving it like for decades, from the McConnells and the Paul Ryans and the Boehners and the Romneys and the Bushes and the McCains, for them to make America great again, for them to put America first. They get a lot of corporate donations, a lot of influence, a lot of globalists are involved in their support staff behind them. They couldn't do that. There was no way that they could have actually pulled that off because that's what we got to watch about DeSantis, who's backing him. DeSantis stated that he likes to be around the average people. Well, 96% of his campaign contributions to date right now are from big corporations. 4% are from the small man.
Yeah, this was the first time that we heard the former president speak at length about the investigations against him. He said that every piece of his life had been turned upside down. The current GOP frontrunner called the 2024 election the final battle and highlighted what he feels is among the country's top concerns.
The weaponization of our justice system is not, as some have called it, a political spectacle. This is the central issue of our time. I think it's one of the biggest issues.
This rally came exactly 1 week after the former president predicted that he would be arrested in 3 days' time as a result of an investigation launched by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Well, that Tuesday came without action.
You know who wasn't there in Texas? Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He was not there. Now, his Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is there. Attorney General Kim Paxton was there. Congressman Ronnie Jackson, Congressman Pete Sessions, several others were there. Also absent, Texas Senator Ted Cruz was not there. Neither was Senator John Cornyn from Texas. Now, when you go around these states, each candidate has leadership teams in each state here, and that's who's on Trump's Texas leadership team. But it did not include Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, because the Governors Association Republicans, they're gearing up to put their stake behind Ron DeSantis. Now, when you go to South Carolina with Trump's campaign and his leadership team, Governor Henry McMaster of South Carolina is on Trump's side, and so is Senator Lindsey Graham, he's on there. You had Congressman Matt Gaetz. He doesn't mind telling people how he feels.
Is it safe to say that based off of your comments, you're suggesting that these women at these abortion rallies are ugly and overweight?
Yes.
What do you say to people who think that those comments are offensive?
Be offended.
That guy took the mic, Congressman Matt Gaetz, in Waco, and called on Ron DeSantis and Senator Ted Cruz to endorse Donald Trump for president. So he got on the mic and got loud about it there in Waco. But again, Donald Trump ripping DeSantis, I think the number one takeaway from this weekend. And I was sitting there watching. I didn't watch it live. I watched it online a little later after the NCAA games are off. But I was watching it. And I was like, I'm feeling like this is not cool. And then I said, let me start looking at the people around. I did that in like the first 30 seconds. And you know how they put all the Trump fans right behind Trump when he has these big rallies there? Their faces were just solemn. There was no smiling. There wasn't any high-fiving. There wasn't any, woo, that's it. And you would have maybe thought Trump could read the room. The room was 30 seconds into it, I read the room. A minute into it, I go, is he reading the room? 2 minutes into it, 3 minutes into it, 4 minutes into it, 5 minutes into it. He's not reading the room.
But I did rallies for Ron that were massive rallies, and they were very successful. So we got him the nomination. We then got him the election. He said, I don't think I can make it, because the other guy was really popular, believe it or not. He was going to be the next president of the United States. But that didn't work out too well. They caught him in a crack den. But remember one thing. Florida has been tremendously successful for many years, long before this guy became governor. Florida was tremendously successful under Rick Scott. Whether you like him or not, Charlie Crist, it was very successful. He was a Republican at the time.
He's promoting Charlie Crist as a successful Florida. That guy is one of the biggest Republican turncoat undercover agents ever in the Republican Party. Trump, that's a how dare, really? You're going to sit in front of a Republican crowd and promote Charlie Crist over Ron DeSantis? What's happened to you, man?
But Florida's been successful for decades. In fact, probably as or more successful than it is now.
Not a winning message. Not a winning message.
Officials spoke to us, giving us an update on what they're doing now, the ongoing investigation. They called this the ultimate crime and really focused in on how rare this is, not only for this area, but particularly in what we're talking about, a female suspected shooter, the 28-year-old who police believe did attend the Covenant School at one point, clearly has ties to it from what they understand. They're now having police investigate her home, trying to dig through maybe her belongings and figure out a motive here.
Just a horrible story in Nashville. We're going to talk with iHeart sister station WLAC's morning host, Michael Patrick Leahy. He'll be on the show about 1 hour from now. So we'll go live to Nashville.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
I know you didn't just hear that pop. Mic problems again. I'll deal with it. You know that there's actually, I don't even remember what I was going to say now when that thing popped. The Nashville shooter is a transgender man, as they say. Born a woman, a man with a uterus. They're going to, probably the story will go away now since we're finding out it was a transgender. The woman, Audrey Hale, has been identified from the Nashville Police Department, identifying as a transgender, believed to have been a student at the school. Entered the building by shooting through a side door. The shooter was armed with two weapons, a rifle and a pistol, as well as a handgun. At least two of them are believed to have been obtained legally in the Nashville area. When police entered the school's first story, they heard gunshots coming from the second floor. They immediately went to the gunfire where they found the woman armed with a rifle and a handgun who was firing. A manifesto and writings believed to be related to the shooting are also being reviewed. Now, we know female active shooters are very rare. Of the 61 that they categorized as active shootings in 2021, the FBI reported only one suspect was actually female in all of last year. This woman now coming out again, she's a woman who identified as a man. She intentionally targeted a religious elementary school for mass murder and killed today. And she was taken out. And I know we're not supposed to hate people, but I can't get over the satisfaction feel that she's rotting in hell right now. That's a horrible thing to say. That's my reaction right now. I want those people off the earth. And unfortunately, there's too many of them. There's too many psycho people out there. And I bet when we opened up banks, there weren't armed guards. Well, there's still some banks that don't have armed guards, but they started to get robbed, right? And people started, bank robbers started killing people, right? And so at some point we came along and we said, you know what we need to do? We need to put armed guards in the bank. Why? Because our money is valuable. We value that. We're going to train somebody to kill people if they try and take that from us. Right over here, the bank, there's armed security guards. You see them everywhere now, right? Is money more valuable than our children?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And these individuals that always come out, you know how they always come out, don't you? Oh, yeah, they always come out with going after the guns. When are we ever going to do something, right? Well, we're finding out now what has happened. Let you hear a little bit. This is from earlier today, the Nashville press conference. And after the police chief was done talking, this anti-gun Second Amendment grabber actually got up there right where the microphones were set up. And they kept filming her, and they left the mic on, and they let her just say this.
Thanks. Aren't you guys tired of being here and having to cover all of these mass shootings? I'm family vacation with my son, visiting my sister-in-law. I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived a mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? How are our children still dying, and why are we failing them? Gun violence is the number one killer of children and teens. It has overtaken cars. Assault weapons are contributing to the border crisis and fentanyl. We are arming cartels with our guns and our loose gun laws, and these shootings and these mass shootings will continue to happen until our lawmakers step up and pass gun safety legislation. I'm pretty sure this was an unsecured weapon that this teenager got a hold of. We can't even pass gun safety, like safe storage laws in this country to protect kids from getting a hold of.
Well, we need somebody in there, a good guy, to stop the bad guys or gals, or if they don't know what they are, if they're gender fluid, to stop them in their tracks. Stop them dead cold in their tracks. Bravo to these officers who did not behave like Uvalde, Texas, waiting over an hour as children were slaughtered. They got there, they went up, they went on the second floor, and they took the shooter out.
Police say this was a targeted attack by a former student who had drawn up maps of the school showing entry points and gained entry to the school by shooting through a side door. This morning, gunfire erupted at the Covenant School. It's a private Christian school in Nashville's upscale Green Hills community. Officers entered the building and began clearing the first floor. When they heard gunfire from a second floor lobby area, they immediately headed in that direction.
When the officers got to the second level, they saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her. She was fatally shot by responding police officers.
Police have identified the attacker as Audrey Hale, a 28-year-old Nashville resident who is transgender.
Whatever. No, they weren't. You can't be. You can't be transgender. It's made up. We're going to talk to our iHeart sister station morning man, Michael Patrick Leahy from WLAC. We'll talk to him in 1 hour.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Enjoy the sunshine, because it's tonight the clouds are going to roll in. I got to say, that sunshine felt good today. I actually did something that I have not done in a long time. I mean, planning it, right? I got up and I walked this morning. Thank you, Trevor. I'll take that applause. Trump joked that he... Agent Squires gave me credit this morning on the phone, said, way to go, man, way to go. All right. Trump joked that he'd take advantage of transgender men being allowed to play in women's sports by forming a team of elite male athletes and asking them to identify as female. He's out there joking about it. He said, I would get LeBron James. I don't like LeBron, but I say, hey, LeBron, you ever think of becoming a woman? Because you're going to be on my team. We're going to go undefeated for the next 5 years, LeBron. Again, 6 years ago, maybe funny. Today, our kids are being sexualized beyond. And I was so glad to hear this. What is it? UFF fighter? And I don't remember her name at the moment, but listen to her stand up for kids. They'll tell you here in this audio who she is. This was at the end. She won her match. They had the microphone on her. She's in the middle of the ring, and she said this. Thank you.
I got one more thing. Something that's been on my heart, and I feel like I have the platform to say it. I need to say it. I just feel it's really sad, all the sexualization of our children right now, and we need to protect them, whatever that may be.
Congratulations on a sensational victory. Ladies and gentlemen, Holly, the preacher's daughter, home.
Holly, the preacher's daughter, home. Holly, home. There you go. Way to stand up, Holly. Preacher's daughter. That's why she's doing it. Now, this is the opposite of that. During the House debate on parental rights and education bill, we talked about that last week, the Republicans are trying to put through. AOC talked about it. And, you know, she said schools should be able to keep the gender identity of children a secret from their parents. Yeah, she claimed that the legislation forced the outing of school kids before they are ready. She said the forced outing of school kids potentially causes harm to their mental health. Completely ignoring parental rights. Here's what the Cortez had to say. To say and speak about government reach and freedom, this Republican bill is asking the government to force the outing of LGBT people before they are ready. Again, sexualizing children. Stop it. Stop talking about kids and sex, Democrats. What's wrong with you? Why suddenly all these grownups want to know about... And kids, hey, as grownups, we're supposed to tell kids, don't have a sex life. Where did that go? Forced outing of kids before they're ready. California and New York have already said that parents don't have the right to know if their kids are attempting to change their sex. Isn't that sick? Isn't that just beyond gross that we live in a state like that? New York's Congressman Hakeem Jeffries went so far as to say extreme MAGA Republicans don't want their children of America to learn about the Holocaust. What are they talking about? Parental Bill of Rights. Here's Hakeem.
Rather than actually invest in empowering parents, making sure parents have the opportunity to be engaged and involved in the education of their children, the extreme MAGA Republicans want to jam their right-wing ideology down the throats of students.
Dude, pound sand. Stay away from the kids or you're going to have a fight on your hands. And it's a fight that's brewing in America that's just about to hit the tipping point. Just about. Enough with the perverted adults in public school. And they're all over this Fresno Unified School District. All the way up the top, all the way down to the bottom. A Boston public school is the latest. You know what they're doing? They're surveying young teens and some preteens about their sexual history. A 54-question survey asking 6th and 7th graders how many sexual partners they've had. Ask preteens if they've engaged in oral sex. I read that some students came home to their parents in this suit that they're bringing forward with the Department of Education over this. And the kids were too young to even understand the questions. They're like, what's oral sex? Why suddenly are there so many grown-ups interested in asking kids about their sexual history? Hitting up 11-year-olds about their sex lives? Anybody that asks those kind of questions needs to have their hard drive examined. Guarantee you. As if it's like they want young kids to be sexually active, and that's predatory. And these are the kinds of people that we should keep our kids away from. These Democrats, these teacher unions, you know what? They're threatened. They're threatened by parents to get involved. That's why Biden sent his DOJ after them. And parents, you gotta keep getting more involved. And all these things having to do with these school boards out there, I tell you, it's a rat infestation.
Radical leftist race-hating victimhood proselytizers.
Let me explain to you in upstate New York what these parents did. And this is exactly what parents need to do. And they need to go to Fresno County Sheriff John Zanoni with this. If you find a porno book in your kid's school, take it to the sheriff's department. In Fairport, New York, a group of parents were tired of asking the school board to remove the explicit books from their school. They said, we asked nicely for months. We hired a lawyer. We filed a claim against the board's insurance bond. Huh? Remember this, parents? This is a great move because the school district's breaking federal and state law, which are tied directly to this complaint. And there's multiple laws out there. You can't do this to kids. You can't distribute child pornography to kids. So they tried to go through the usual channels. That didn't work. So they filed a claim against the insurance bond. And that could have some consequences if the insurance company investigates, finds the board violated its oath of office, and put the insurance company at risk. Are you ready? Parents, if you find porn, explicit books in your kid's school library or a teacher giving them to them, get the book, take it to the sheriff's office. Because here's what they're violating. Section 1466A of Title 18, United States Code, makes it illegal for any person to knowingly produce, distribute, receive, or possess with intent to transfer or distribute visual representations, such as drawings, cartoons, or paintings that appear to depict minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct and deemed obscene. So they said if the board has not removed the materials by this coming Tuesday, they're going to immediately file criminal complaints with the sheriff's office and the local police, showing that the board is in violation of federal and state law. The Fairport Police and the Sheriff's Office and the DA have been notified of the intent to file the criminal complaint. They've received the material from the parents group, asking them to review the actions of the school board. They said those complaints will have to be investigated, and if authorities do nothing, they will have to explain why it's okay for a school board to provide children with pornography, including child pornography, visual depictions of children performing sex acts. That's in violation of the law. This is so vile, it's actually hard to believe. Some of the books these parents found have QR codes that lead the kids to explicit porn sites, ones that teach them how to hook up, how to meet up with adult sexual predators. They're finding these parents are. And there's so many penal codes against us, so many federal laws, so many state laws that are against us. And they're taking the right steps to end it. They're actually went out and found the laws that are in place. They said that if the sheriff, who's promised to uphold the laws of the land, the school district will be the first school board in the nation to face criminal charges over giving pornographic books to kids. So glad. Arizona's actually launched a hotline to report inappropriate school lessons. They had a Republican unseated a Democrat last year in the Arizona Department of Education, and he created a hotline. So parents can call in. This is actually how bad it is. So remember that. If you find these books in your kid's school, ask to go look through your school library. You have that right as a parent. You pay for it. Go on a tour. Find them. If you find them, contact the sheriff's office. They're breaking the law. Deadly weekends in the valley, out on the roadways. And a deadly day at school in Nashville. We'll be talking to WLAC Nashville's Morning Man coming up at 4:30 here as well. I'll tell you about all the crashes out on the highways next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Can't pick up on my tone today. I'm sick of liberalism. I'm sick of the, it's not even liberalism. It's Satanism now. That's what they've embraced, Satanism. You had children killed in Nashville just an hour before the president of the United States walked out for his first statement And he's in the White House. It's a women's conference. He comes out and he doesn't say, let's take a moment and let's pray for the family members. He doesn't take a solemn moment. Here's what this idiot, here's what this buffoon, listen to this guy. This is a guy that's leading our country.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding. I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal?
What's wrong with this guy? Children were just slaughtered by a woman that lived under the delusion, thanks to this guy right here, that she can become a man. And I'm going to guess right now the motive is, oh, that Christian school that I went to told me that I can't be like this, so I'm going to go shoot him. Joe Biden comes out talking about ice cream. Ice cream. He comes out talking about ice cream.
Folks, welcome to the White House. Yeah, it's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there?
Pervert.
Are your kids, all four of them? Well, stand up, guys.
Turn around. Let me see you. Sicko.
Well, I want you to know, like you, I had two brothers, three.
President Devil. Listen to him here. He calls himself senator. He's such a senile old geezer. He doesn't even know he's president.
These are sectors where they've been historically underrepresented, from manufacturing to construction to clean energy. And by the way, I'm known as America's most pro-labor senator. Well, guess what? And then as
you're the president.
Now as president.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
What? I don't care. After 2 days of sunny weather, it's going to get a little bit rainy tonight. The weather front's supposed to come in, could give us an inch of rain. Possibility of up to 2 feet of additional snow up in the Sierra. They said it could strengthen, become one of those supercells that we saw earlier in the month. We had a lot of people lose their lives out on the highways and byways. A man died in a solo crash on Highway 99, CHP said, a 22-year-old man. He was traveling northbound, on Highway 99 near McKinley exit. The tread separated on his left rear tire. He hit the brakes. His car rotated clockwise. He left the freeway. He hit a tree. Killed him at the scene. Not yet been identified. He was not wearing a seatbelt at the time. A 59-year-old motorcyclist died crashed into an SUV. It happened 2:30 yesterday afternoon, Highway 168 near Gooseberry Lane. He was traveling west, entered a curve, lost control, slid into the opposing lane. A 16-year-old boy driving a Toyota 4Runner was unable to avoid colliding with the motorcyclist, and motorcycle driver died at the scene. Driver, the 16-year-old boy, was not injured. Alcohol or drugs were not a suspect in that case right there. A driver ejected on Highway 180 west of Kerman died Sunday after a three-car crash. This happened 8:30 Highway 180 Sonoma Avenue. A Chevy sedan traveling westbound veered to the left, sideswiped a Ford Mustang. The Chevy then collided head-on into a Toyota Camry. The driver of the Chevy, 47-year-old Antioch man, ejected onto the roadway, his car in flames. He was not wearing a seatbelt. They took him to a community regional where he later died. The drivers in the other cars expected to survive, unknown if alcohol or drugs were a factor in that. Fresno County Sheriff deputies investigating a shooting left a man dead west of Kerman, West Jensen Butte Avenue, about 6 o'clock Saturday. When they arrived, found a man suffering from a gunshot wound. He later died from his injuries. A person believed to be the shooter was detained. The investigation is still ongoing. More gunfire. An 18-year-old's in the hospital after being shot in the upper body in Hanford. This is about 2:35 yesterday afternoon. They arrived, found 10 shell casings, no victim. Then Adventist Medical Center contacted and said, we got a shooting victim here, arrived at the hospital. Victim had a gunshot wound to the upper body. Condition remains unknown. They're looking at surveillance video. And then a 15-year-old boy was shot and hospitalized following a drive-by shooting in Hanford as well. 420 Sunday, Irwin and Scott Streets. They found the teen suffering from a gunshot wound to his leg. He's expected to survive. They say these two shootings are not connected that happened yesterday afternoon. Violence, man, gunfire. And, of course, also the loss of lives out on the highways and the byways. I tell you, those two-lane roads, I use the shoulder as long as I can tell there's not a bicyclist coming up, right? I look at the whole thing, man. I ignore that yellow line on those two-lane roads. Put that right tire on the right side, on that shoulder, man. I am utterly amazed at the individuals that drive so close to the center line out there.
Don't do it!
I was talking with a new acquaintance this weekend, and he said he has hope for the younger generation. And I told him I no longer had any hope that we could turn this younger generation around. Too far gone, man. They got them. Remember, they've been indoctrinating them for decades now, right? Come on, that's how it works out. We'll talk about the indoctrination next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.